Thank you, Mr. President. Since this is the first time of taking the floor, my delegation is taking the floor, I assure you of full support and cooperation of my delegation in fulfilling your task. Mr. President, my delegation strongly rejects those groundless accusations made against the DPRK by several countries. The recent situation on the Korean Peninsula once again proves that the U.S. is the main disturber of peace and security in the region. Last month, we saw the situation on the Korean Peninsula reach to the brink of war due to the U.S. military exercises and open threat and blackmail against my country. The U.S. conducted the largest ever joint military exercises, mobilizing more than 300,000 troops and all types of nuclear strike forces. It also revealed during this drill its attempt to launch nuclear preemptive strike against the DPRK, unveiling its deceptive argument, what they call defensive in nature. Moreover, the United States conducted sudden strike drills aimed at beheading the leadership and destroying major strategic points by mobilizing special task force numbering three times more than last year. The United States said that its missile strike upon an individual sovereign state was a strong warning message to the DPRK, and openly talked about military option by even diverting the route of the nuclear carrier group towards the waters of the Korean Peninsula. Quite recently, a heinous plot of the CIA of the US and the South Korean Intelligence Agency to commit state-sponsored terrorism against the supreme leadership of our DPRK by use of biochemical substance was disclosed. All the military steps taken by the DPRK in its territorial land and air waters are the exercise of legitimate right to self-defense to counter such persistent and brigandish nuclear threats and blackmail of the US and its followers. And it is an exercise of a legitimate right to self-defense in accordance with the United Nations Charter and international law. It is a wanton violation of the sovereignty and dignity of the DPRK to term these self-defense measures provocation and threat to peace. As already clarified, the DPRK will bolster its self-defensive capabilities as long as the United States continues its hostile policy towards the DPRK and impose nuclear threat and blackmail. Thank you.